positive testimony in the wicked world. The Lord spoke about salt and light. I don't know if any of you have ever been in a little airplane at night and you're flying around and around the city and you see all of these lights and there's great confusion and you wonder, where are we supposed to land? And then all of a sudden on the horizon, you see this flash of light and you watch and there it is again. And so then you start flying towards that and then all of a sudden you see the other lights and you see the runway and you see, and the Lord wants us to be like this, reflecting the Lord's light for sure, but bringing people to a safe haven, bringing them, guiding them along the way, like a lighthouse along the side of a shore, warning, protecting against danger. And then we're to be as salt. Does the white of an egg have any taste unless there is salt? The Bible asks. Oh, it's, we should be salt. We should make the Lord precious to others that they would hunger for him. Salt has a preservative effect. Are we a positive influence in this way for a preservative effect? There's a saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And someone answered, yes, you can. You put a little bit of salt in their food. And so we should be that way, attracting others to the Lord Jesus, that they would have this soul's desire to know more, to have this water. We need to be the salt and the light, a positive testimony in this world, obedient to the word of God. The Lord didn't come to abolish it, but to fulfill it. And it's wonderful when we think of the Lord. He was so concerned about the word of God that when he was on the cross, he said, I thirst. Why? That the scriptures might be fulfilled. He guarded the word of God. And so should we. Not having malice in our hearts. The Lord taught, it says don't kill. And many of us would say, well, okay, that's no problem. But the Lord then explains that if we have malice in our hearts, because that's where it starts in our hearts with bad thoughts. And then if those bad thoughts aren't under control, then they develop into something more. And so that there be no malice in our hearts one towards the other. In Matthew 5 verse 27, he speaks about morality. The disciple must be morally pure, not only in acts, but again, all of these things are from the heart, and the Lord is looking for a clean heart. Needs to be honest that the yes is yes and the no is no. As disciples, the Lord, he is the way, the truth, and the life. As his disciples, we have to demonstrate the truth. We have to live the truth. The Lord said, I am the truth. And Pilate said, what is truth? He didn't even take the time to find out. As disciples, we need to shine out this in our lives. Not practicing vengeance. The law says eye for an eye, but the Lord said, no, give the other cheek. These are the characteristics that the Lord has for us. Loving even those whom you have difficulty with. And it's been mentioned a couple of times. What do we do when we have difficulty with a brother? What's the best way? It's to pray for him. We see an example of Job. The Lord says to Job, you pray for your three friends. And when Job did, then there was blessing in his life. We need to pray for our friends, for our others who we may not necessarily see eye to eye with. We're not to be hypocritical. The Lord said they love to go to the marketplaces and pray on the street corners to be seen by men. They love to give so that they can be seen by men. They love to fast and so that they can be seen by men. The Lord wants us not to be hypocritical, to do these things for the Lord, but in secret, and the Lord who sees in secret will repay. The disciple needs to be prayerful. We know that the disciples were taught a prayer. We know that it's not something to be repeated, but there are principles therein that guide and direct us of how we can pray. Are we prayerful? A feature of a true disciple. Forgiving at the end of the prayer. Forgive us our trespasses even as we forgive others. Do we really forgive one another? How important it is. Not forgiving destroys our relationship with the Lord. How can we be a true disciple? He who has forgiven us so much, we need to forgive one another. Not seeking earthly treasure. We think of Abraham who walked around not looking for things here, but looking for a heavenly place. And so for us, this should be the characteristic of us as a true disciple of the Lord. Being strict on ourself and not judgmental to others. The Lord says, take the beam out of your own eye first before you take the speck out of your brother's eye. How we need to be self-searching. As David could say, search me, O God, and know my heart. That this really would be the attitude of our heart. As a true disciple, a characteristic which we need. We've spoken of prayer, but then the Lord goes on that even persistent in prayer, he says, ask, seek, and knock. It's easy to ask. If I can't find something at home, I say, Sue, do you know where my scissors are? And she often knows, sometimes she doesn't. It's easy to ask. And then if she says, no, I'm sorry, then I have to start seeking. And that takes more effort, but the Lord wants us to be persistent in our prayer, in our supplications. And so we need to seek. And then even after seeking, sometimes we can't find it. We have to ask others to help. And so we knock. We need to have this persistence in our prayers, in our life, in our prayer life. Not following the crowd. The Lord spoke about two gates, a wide one and a narrow one. In John chapter 5, there were 5,000 who were fed and followed the Lord. But by the end of chapter 6, there are only 12. And one of them was a false one, as we know. We need to follow the Lord, not others. Putting into practice all of the words of God. The wise man is one who hears the word and puts into practice. Builds his house on the rock, not on the sand. Who obeys and puts into practice the words of the Lord. These are characteristics which should be evident in our life as true disciples. Should it be a checklist? Okay, I've done this, done this. No, it's from the heart. The Lord has done so much for us. May there be an obedience in our heart to the Lord as we remember who he is and what he's done. And may we desire to honor him. May he get his rightful portion in our lives as we serve him as he would desire. May the Lord help each one of us.